Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report and another company update today, this time from Aztec Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AZT and on the OTCQB under the symbol AZZTF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Simon Dykowski. Now, Simon, a couple news releases that we will follow up on, starting with the most recent news release that came out just a couple days ago, January 12th. It really just provides an overview of that initial phase one drill program. Total of 21 holes, a little under 3,000 meters. This was all RC drilling, and it is all on this Tombstone project in southern Arizona. Again, phase one program, so your guys' first pass at this project. We had some higher grade results that included a little over 16 grams per ton gold. We also had about 77 grams per ton silver. We also had some lower grade results, but over wider widths. So 0.38 grams per ton gold and 19 grams per ton silver. That totals 0.6 grams per ton gold equivalent. That was over 140 meters. Now, I will be posting this map that's included in the news release underneath this interview that outlines where the drill holes were. It was really a three-spoke pattern, one northern spoke, one central spoke, and one southern spoke. Take us through where some of the high-grade results were, where some of these lower-grade, wider-width results were, please.
Yeah, sounds good, Corey, and thanks again for having me on. We did announce the review of the Phase 1 drill program just earlier this week. We had been previously reporting, obviously, the results as they had come in along those three spokes. And I'll reiterate that we drilled the contention structure along the three spokes in order to have an efficient look at the full strike extent of it, minimize road building and gain some cost efficiencies. And as you point out, there were zones, particularly in the center of the pit, that yielded very thick mineralized intervals, 140 meters of 0.62 grams equivalent. Earlier in the program, we reported a hole that was approximately 78 meters of 1.6 grams equivalent. So numbers that in a heap leach context in Arizona are, you know, are right there or better than what the average grade is in a typical operation. So we've been pleased. The release highlights that the drilling intersected the main contention structure that runs over 800 meters of strike length, and also some parallel structures as well. So we wanted to put those out in a table, obviously, for full disclosure. And we are using that data that we have collected in order to design our second phase of drilling. So the first phase of drilling was sufficient exploration expenditure to vest our 75% interest in our option agreement on the Tombstone project. So we're done there. And next steps for the project corporately will be to form the joint venture with our partners, 75-25. And then once that joint venture is formed, we will be pursuing a second phase of reverse circulation drilling. And if listeners and investors are interested, I would suggest they pull open the longitudinal section map that you referenced. That will give people a flavor of what is still open for drilling and how the mineralized intersections are oriented across those structures. So there's three main zones that are open for drilling between the south, center, and north spoke. We'll highlight there as well that the proof of concept that we were also looking to expound on in the drilling, in the first phase of drilling, was related to the history of the project. And just to refresh everyone's memory, the Tombstone District was a prolific silver producing district between 1880 and about 1940. And there's literally dozens of tunnels underground where the old timers were mining out the high grade Bonanza silver veins. And what we're investigating is, did they leave heap leachable gold and silver mineralization outside of those tunnels in the lower grade areas, or was there lower grade mineralization remaining? And so that's what we have actually seen in the drilling of the fall. above and below the voids that we drilled, there was in many of the holes high grade gold, even high grade gold left over, up to 20 grams of gold on samples above and below some of the tunnels, and then more lower grade filling in the rest. So that was a success, and it really proved the concept for us, and gives us now the confidence to continue moving the project forward with the second phase of drilling that we expect to plan over the next few weeks, now that we have all the results in hand.
So, Simon, now that you do have all the results in hand, was anything surprising to you? Were there any results that surprised you in terms of you weren't expecting to get that sort of either grade or that mineralization? Any insights that you can give us in terms of this?
In terms of surprises, we did expect to see these kind of grades. There is some historic drilling that a company by the name of USMX, I believe they're now defunct, but they drilled to the north of the contention structure in the early 90s. So that drilling has been confirmed. We're very pleased to see that mineralization does continue on south of where they had drilled. So that's new information for us. And the intersections have been fairly consistent, and the confirmation of the higher grade portions as well are very encouraging for us in terms of potentially putting together an initial 43-101 resource on this project down the road. So not a huge surprise, but obviously needed to be confirmed, and as I mentioned, a lot of the areas along the center to the south of the structure have not been tested at all through the drill bit.
Okay, so a lot of open area that you guys still need to test. Now, you mentioned the moves towards this phase two program that you are planning here. You need to finalize that JV agreement first, but in terms of a phase two program, what insights can you give us in terms of what you are planning or what you think might be on tap?
Yeah, so we now have, having kind of warmed up on the three spoke pattern, we're now going to move likely into more of a grid pattern. So we're still determining the final spacings for the drill setups and the length and the number of holes from each setup. But it will be a more systematic grid that will infill in between, particularly the north and the center, and then obviously the center and the south. But it will be not on the pattern that we had before, but it should provide us sufficient data to start cobbling together some tonnage here. So, that's all I can say right now, is that it's with our technical team being determined, but it will be a grid pattern and on between 50 to 100 meter spacings to be determined at this point.
Now, do you guys have any plan of moving towards producing some sort of resource after, let's say, the phase two program?
That is the goal of the phase two program, is to start providing sufficient information for a resource. So a little bit too early for us to start committing to that. But that, with the amount of historical information that we have paired with the phase one, phase two results, we should be in a position to start considering that as we get through the year. And also, I should mention that we do plan to test some of our deeper CRD targets as well upon culmination of the phase two drill program. So we're really planning two phases of drilling here and then moving into some studies of the results.
Okay. Now, I know reading through the first news release of this year, that it was really just a corporate overview from you outlining some of the work that is planned for this year. You guys are also going to get back on the Cervantes project in Mexico. There hasn't been that much work here over the last, let's say, couple years. Any thoughts on what you guys are going to be doing at Cervantes?
Yeah, Cervantes is a huge project, highly prospective, and it's already had a gold discovery made on it, where Aztec, as part of its earn-in obligations or its work commitment to complete the option to form that 65-35 joint venture, did some significant phase one core drilling back in early 2018, where the highlights were 160 meters of 0.77 gold from surface in what looks to be an oxide cap in a target that is a larger gold copper porphyry environment. So it's a 3,600 hectare property. It's big. It's a little bit more remote in terms of access than Tombstone is. So we're going to get back on the horse there, so to speak. We've finally formalized and signed the joint venture with our partners, Kootenay Silver. That was announced back in late December. So we're planning to get back on the ground there with some mapping and sampling to further define the targets that we've already outlined and, you know, slowly build into a phase one RC drilling program, which we expect to be testing some infill targets and beyond. So that'll all be to come, but we will have some news out shortly on our plans for the initial resumption of work at Cervantes.
Okay. Perfect, Simon. We're going to wrap it up there. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Aztec Minerals, so I will be following up as we get some more news on what that Phase 2 program looks like. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Simon, appreciate the update. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks a lot, Corey. Same to you. Appreciate the time.